Harvard exits entire ETH ETF position, cuts IBIT stake by 2.3M shares. Harvard Management Company's Q1 2026 13F filing shows the university endowment sold its entire spot Ethereum ETF position and offloaded an additional 2.3 million shares of BlackRock's iShares Bitcoin Trust, IBIT. The disclosure, surfaced by Cointelegraph on May 17, 2026, captures activity for the quarter ending March 31st and is one of the sharpest crypto allocation reversals from a U.S. university endowment to date. Harvard had been one of the most watched institutional buyers of spot Bitcoin ETFs over the past year. Earlier filings showed the endowment building a meaningful IBIT position and adding spot ETH exposure once the funds were available to qualified buyers. Both legs of that allocation are now visibly smaller. The numbers that moved the Q1 2026 filing covers the 3 months from January through March 2026, when spot ETH dropped sharply from its winter highs and Bitcoin pulled back from above $100,000. As of May 17, 2026, Bitcoin trades at $78,472, down 2.79% on the week, and Ether sits at $2,196, down 5.54% over the same stretch per CoinMarketCap. The Crypto Fear and Greed Index reads 42 in neutral territory. The full ETH ETF exit is the more striking signal. Endowments typically build positions in increments and trim slowly. Exiting a position outright in a single quarter suggests either a defined risk-off decision at the asset class level or a portfolio rule that triggered automatic deleveraging. The IBIT trim of 2.3 million shares is large in absolute terms, but still leaves Harvard with exposure to spot Bitcoin, depending on how much of the prior stake remained. Neither Harvard Management Company nor BlackRock has commented publicly on the rotation, a reversal of the institutional thesis. For most of 2024 and 2025, the institutional ETF story was a one-way flow. Pensions, endowments, and family offices added spot Bitcoin exposure via IBIT and competitors, and then added ETHA once those funds launched. Harvard's previous 13Fs were cited as evidence that elite endowments were normalizing crypto as a portfolio sleeve. A clean exit from one ETF and a multi-million share cut to another tells a different story for this quarter. It is one data point, not a trend, but it lands during a period of broader institutional caution. U.S. spot Bitcoin ETFs recently absorbed roughly $1 billion in weekly outflows on inflation fears, and Mubadala held its IBIT stake flat at $1,660 million through the same drawdown, rather than adding into weakness. The contrast matters. Some sovereign and quasi-sovereign holders are sitting tight. Harvard, by contrast, actively reduced. ETHA exited first. IBIT only trimmed the choice to exit ETHA entirely, while only trimming IBIT is consistent with how the two assets traded through Q1 2026. Ether underperformed Bitcoin meaningfully in the quarter, with the ETH-BTC ratio hitting yearly lows as exchange inflows spiked. An endowment running a relative value or risk parity overlay on crypto exposure would have seen ETH triggering downside thresholds first. The implication for other allocators with similar models is that ETH ETF positions may be the first to be cut in any sustained drawdown, even when underlying conviction on the asset class is intact. That makes spot ETH ETF flows a useful leading indicator for institutional risk appetite, not just an Ethereum-specific signal. Reading the signal carefully, Harvard's rotation is not, on its own, a verdict on spot crypto ETFs. The endowment manages around $50 billion, and crypto remains a small slice of that. A full ETH exit could reflect manager-level discretion, a rebalancing rule, tax considerations, or simply the closing of a tactical trade booked at a profit earlier in the cycle. Nor does the IBIT trim mean Harvard is abandoning Bitcoin. The 13F shows a smaller position, not a closed one. The endowment may be sizing down ahead of a different exposure vehicle or simply taking risk off in a quarter when the broader U.S. equity book also faced pressure from bond yield volatility. The signal worth watching is whether other endowments follow when their Q1 2026 13Fs hit over the next 2 weeks. If Yale, Stanford, or MIT show similar rotations, the institutional crypto narrative shifts from still building to starting to thin out. If Harvard is the outlier, the story stays narrower.